Now let us take a look at collecting data and assessing performance. Why is it important to collect data? How will you go about collecting data for assessing performance? And what will you record? It's important to collect data because it's very difficult to recall and assess events that occurred in the earlier part of the year. The lapse of time tends to encourage an emphasis on the more recent past, and this can very easily distort the overall balance of how someone has performed over the year. You therefore need to keep a running record of the performance of your staff and of actual events that provide clear evidence of work performance. These notes will help provide an invaluable aid memoir in reviewing performance. How and what data to collect? Run regular ongoing team progress meetings to review progress, to adjust direction and priorities as necessary. Supplement these with ad hoc meetings when required. Your notes from these meetings may be very useful later on in the year. Use one-to-one progress meetings to check things out and to give feedback on performance. Some of these may just be short updates, while others may be more wide-ranging, in-depth sessions that maybe tie into monthly or annual reporting progress. Keep a progress file so that you can monitor how things are going at a glance. Gather items for your next progress meeting as you go along. Jot down topics as they occur to you and make a list of what you want to discuss with the person at the meeting. Encourage others to prepare for progress meetings in just the same way. Obtain regular reports on key measures of performance, for example, volumes, quality levels, costs, and so on, from each area for which you are responsible. Try to keep the paperwork to a minimum by using the information that your people are already using to help manage their own job. Keep a record of critical incidents, core successes, problems, difficulties, missed deadlines, points for particular praise and recognition, etc. Ensure that your people know that you want to be kept informed and are always available for help if things are not going smoothly or if they want advice or guidance. Remember also that a person's performance may not always be constant, and so we may need to assess our views on a variation in their performance. If the individual's performance varies from what you had expected, you'll need to explore the reasons for the gap and decide whether any further action is needed. Consider what you think might have caused a variation in performance from what you had expected, and be careful to seek out evidence to support your thoughts rather than just make assumptions and jump to conclusions. Let us review a few of the possible causes then of variation in performance. 1. Perhaps someone or something else caused the problem. For example, internal or external pressures caused an unforeseeable change in job requirements. Perhaps the person has received a lot of interference or disturbance in their work recently. Perhaps they have experienced a lack of cooperation from their colleagues or other departments. Perhaps the expected resources were not available. In these cases, ask yourself, did the job holder tell you, the line manager, about these difficulties? Did the job holder do everything possible to address the problem? Did you do everything possible to support them in addressing the problem? Another area to consider is that perhaps you, the line manager, have caused the problem. For example, did you fail to clarify the requirements and expectations? Did you fail to give enough guidance and encouragement, support or information to the individual? Did you expect too much by setting unreasonable or impossible objectives and standards? Or did you arbitrarily change tasks or priorities? In these cases, ask yourself, has your management style affected the job holder's work? Did the job holder attempt to address the problem with you at the time? Were the objectives that you set clearly SMART? Another possible cause is that the individual caused the problem themselves, perhaps through working in a muddled way with no thought to their priorities. Perhaps they have been working with a poor or negative attitude to their work. Maybe they haven't been paying enough attention to detail or have been distracted from their work for some reason. Perhaps they're not being as much of a team player as you would like, or perhaps in fact there is an area of incompetence or skill gap in what is needed to do the role. And finally, there are some special factors to consider as well. Perhaps the person is doing some temporary service in a higher grade. Perhaps they are experiencing exceptional circumstances, perhaps personal difficulties at this time. Have they been off sick recently? Are they new to the job? So in these cases, ask yourself, have any of these particular circumstances or special factors affected their performance? And if so, is any action necessary? Remember, we may also need to deal with overachievement. How far above the requirements is the job holder's performance? How does their performance compare to others doing a similar job? And how can you reward that particular individual? Is it possible that they're in the wrong level of job? If so, how can you develop them to attain the appropriate level? And is that possible within your organisation's infrastructure?